This is Wisconsin Public Radio on NPR One.
Drug addiction not only affects the user, but those around them. In the second installment of WPR's look at heroin and prescription drugs, Shemaine Mills reports on the obstacles facing a longtime addict and those trying to help.
Before becoming addicted to heroin in 2011, it was prescription pills. In a soft-spoken voice, a Madison man in his early 30s tells how he got hooked. He says it started with back pain. A friend gave him some OxyContin, a prescription painkiller.
I had it sitting on the table, and I was cutting it up in pieces and just taking like a quarter of it at a time. And then another friend said, "What are you doing?" He crushed it up, and he's like, "Now snort it." That's what started the major opiate addiction.
The man, who wishes to remain anonymous, said he was taking 80 milligram pills between 10 and 15 a day. But when drug makers changed the pills so they couldn't be crushed, he turned to heroin. He's overdosed several times.
Yeah, I woke up last minute and three times now. You know, it was just foggy. I didn't know what was going on afterwards, and that's when it's kind of scary.
He's never been revived using naloxone. It's the antidote for those who overdose on opioids. But his mother is ready to use it. She recently went to a training session for parents of addicts where they were taught how to get their child breathing again before injecting naloxone.
Rescue breathing is one big breath every 7 seconds. 1,000, 2,000, 3,000, 4,000, 5,000, 6,000, 7,000. Breathe.
Heidi Olson-Streed walked about 20 parents through what to do in case of overdose. The prevention specialist from the AIDS Resource Center of Wisconsin warned parents to stay with the addict at all times after they'd been revived.
Addicts can be pretty sneaky sometimes, and they'll be like, I really got to go to the bathroom. I feel like barfing. You definitely don't want them doing anything else on top of what they just did and what you just reversed. So don't let them out of your sight.
Madison Police Chief Mike Koval says it's not unusual for someone to overdose more than once. He told parents at the meeting it can be frustrating for his officers who carry naloxone. Some have mixed feelings about repeatedly reviving addicts who are likely to overdose again. Koval said every life is sacred, and he read from a letter sent by parents whose daughter was revived by a police sergeant.
Our oldest has long struggled with addictions and will continue to do so, but she is alive today for that struggle because of the compassionate work of your officers. And our daughter may not now or ever truly appreciate the chance that she was given that morning, but we do. We do deeply.
The lure of heroin is so strong that many try to quit only to use again. The man in this story says he can't count how many times he's tried to quit. He's in outpatient treatment now. Prior to that, the longest he'd been clean was 9 months.
My parents made sure me and my brother had everything we needed, and we went to a Lutheran school growing up and lived in a good neighborhood, went on camping vacation. I had every opportunity to succeed and do well.
He says drugs don't discriminate. No matter what walk of life you're from or how much money you have or where you live, they'll get you if you let them. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.